Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast, as always sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, do check them out. Of course, if you want to support me, you can do that by buying me a coffee as we head off into the weekend together, and the link below is for that as well. It's over to you if you want to support independent journalism, but anyway, regardless of which, shall we talk about Angela Rayner? Angela Rayner, the deputy leader of the Labour government and likely to become deputy prime minister, I guess, if Labour win the general election, which seems to be a surefire certainty, because I also saw the latest opinion poll, according to YouGov, and that gives Labour on 45% up two, the Conservatives down to only 19% minus one, and Reform on 15% minus one. So actually, Labour's gone up, taking a point off the Conservatives and Reform. Lib Dems on 8%. And I mean, there's an irony. Lib Dems on 8%, and yet they will get probably 30, 40, 50 seats. Reform on 15%, and they'll get probably no seats. That's how corrupt the system is. But anyway, just bear in mind the stat. Labour on 45%. This is going to be a landslide, an absolute landslide. Rishi Sunak is leading the Conservatives into oblivion. Good. But back to Angela Rayner, because the Conservatives have been launching a bit of an onslaught again on the Labour deputy leader over the sale of her council house. And we've just seen today, on Friday, the Greater Manchester Police are launching an investigation into, did she break electoral law by giving false information about her main residence? She denies this. Sir Keir Starmer said he was fully confident that she'd complied with the rules. How does he know? He doesn't. The police investigation has been prompted by a complaint from the Conservative Deputy Chairman James Daly. And Greater Manchester Police are saying, we're investigating whether any offences have been committed. This follows a reassessment of the information provided to us by Mr. Daly. Mr. Daly, the MP for Bury North, is understood to have made police aware of neighbours contradicting Ms. Rayner's statement that a property separate from her husband's was her main residency. In other words, her neighbours were saying, Angela lied. This was her main property. She's pretending it was a different one. Anyway, that's what the neighbours are saying. Sir Keir is 100% behind Angela. He says that she's going to cooperate with the investigation, and it's really a matter for the police. In the meantime, of course, she will continue to campaign, and Angela Rayner continues to hold her position. So we're not getting into the ins and outs of what was done allegedly or what wasn't done. My overall stance in this is, it seems to me that based on what information I've seen, she probably did engage in shenanigans, let's call them that. There were shenanigans. I think shenanigans happen across the entire political spectrum. The problem for Angela Rayner is she's been very quick to point out when it was Conservatives doing the shenanigans. Now, when it's her doing the shenanigans, super duper innocent, and everything I've said is absolutely right. Nah, I don't think that's going to particularly wash. But I'd be surprised if they take down Angela Rayner, because she is the most high-profile female in the incoming Labour government. And I don't know that they would allow that to happen. I mean, I don't think she's the sharpest tool in the box. Let's put it that way. So I think there's a bit of an issue there. But that will be wonderfully exposed once she gets into government, I think. On the other hand, I think in some things she actually isn't totally bad. On a few points she makes probably fair enough. But then even a stop clock is wrong twice a day. So anyway, this investigation does put a cloud over her. Because what if the police investigated? And what if they found out that, yeah, she had been providing misleading information? That is an offence. That could be a criminal offence. Certainly that would have electoral consequences for her, I'm sure. So she can't really be found to be guilty, except all the evidence might suggest that she is, certainly based on what her neighbours are saying anyway. And if she's had legal advice from an accountant and from a solicitor, then that needs to be made publicly available so we can all make our decisions regarding the honesty of Angela Rayner. If you think politicians are honest, though, honestly, you're living in clown world. You really are. I don't believe that there's virtually any honesty goes on amongst the whole lot of them, not just focusing on Angela Rayner. I think a more dishonest bunch you would be hard to find outside of a prison. And even then, that's probably where half of them belong. So anyway, will Angela Rayner fall? Or will we witness Angela's career being turned into ashes? Well, time will tell. Thanks for listening.